This is the BBC.
Oh, dear, the cork's come out.
Stop it before the BBC flows away.
Don't panic, Pollock. There's still 3 gallons of BBC left.
Thank heaven.
I ask you folks, what other show provides such original openings? Or, if you disagree, such unoriginal openings?
Okay, thank you, Jim. You see?
Keeping it going, you know.
Thank you, Jim. Yes, thank you. Yes, we need it, folks, tonight. It's going to be tough. You see? Oh! Nip in the bud. We cover ourselves both. You've been looking?
Now then.
You see, folks, we cover ourselves both ways. This doesn't make much sense anymore, but I'll carry on. You see? We cover ourselves both ways, but the wing gets into the side. Oh, naughty wing. Oh, I still carry on now. Sell us, Bunsy. Now, folks. Now, folks, a simple test of fidelity. Bend down, clutch the ankles, and say after me. No, not that. Oh, I knew they couldn't last the pace, folks.
Good man, Milligoon. Here's a ticket to Eva Barter. Now forward, silly old sellers. Try this Elstree film-type military hat.
Is this the hat of the book?
The very one worn by John Mills and Richard Attenborough when they were ice cold in a sea of sand with the man upstairs in Alex.
Oh, Jim, we're going to do a film, Jim.
Yes, lights, cameras, knees, teeth. Corsets, action!
Hello, folks. Calling folks. Calling folks. We tell you the story of the best-kept secret of the well-known World War II.
The story of the film of the Book of the Tram.
I was Monty's treble. Or...
a teenage werewolf's father, or...
Nineteen forty-one.
Any advance on 41?
There was no advance in 41. The war was a veritable stalemate.
Was it, mate?
Yes, mate. Here, swallow this statue of Eva Barter.
Oh, yum, yum, mate.
Yes, indeed, 1941. A fateful year for England and Elstree. You see, the Germans had got wind.
Oh!
Let me finish.
Oh, it ruined the gag.
And got wind of a new general.
Hear that thrilling sound. British artillery shelling German chickens. Monty had struck.
Gesprungen durch viele Fische Sprüche. Zu Enden das Wogen Sword in aller Main. This could mean curtains for us. It could also mean windows and doors.
Right. This General Field Marshal Montgomery must be captured, tortured, and in that order.
Oh, you have a plan?
Yeah. Oh. I have a plan of the Plinhoff of the plans of the plan.
But have you the plans of the plins of the plans of the plans?
Curse, I forgot those.
Then get on with the plans.
Clean. Grin. Montgomery is always flying backwards and forwards between England.
Planes that fly backwards.
Private Schnurz, I have bad news.
Private? I'm a general.
That is the bad news.
That is the old joke.
And we all saw it coming.
There, liebe Herren, don't cry so much. We can't swim, you know.
But we are laying the eggs tonight.
Gentlemen,
this is a plan of the plin block.
Oh, you got the plans of the plin block.
Gordon Kaplun. Our fighter planes have been ordered to shoot down all planes carrying General Montgomery, played by John Mills and Richard Attenborough.
Oh, but supposing that one gets through, played by Anthony Steele?
Anthony Steele is a Monty?
Yeah.
Some casting director has blundered mine hairs.
That wasn't me, mine hairs.
Gentlemen, this man wearing a leather wig is Germany's greatest fighter ace, Herr von Schlepper-Eckels.
Hello, fellas. Have a good war. Have a good war, fellas. Fine. This is our greatest fighter ace?
Yeah.
It's going to be a long, hard war. But I know that I'm not Herr von Schlepper.
This, then, was the enigma. Yeah. Who was Eckels?
Who was Eckels?
The play continues.
It continues.
Ta.
Knock, knock in German.
Come in Chinese.
Ta in Siberian.
Mashprocha in Yiddish.
Bitte schön in Etruscan.
Such, then, was the lingual virtuosity of the enemy.
Men in Heron, before we go any further, look at this.
Oh. That's an understandable Kalutenhaus. This is a new anti-British drinking song.
Quick, we must all face England and sing it. Sing Heil, Spronson und der Sprun, Mincher Grobbock's Red Peel, underneath the hat peel, boom, crash, Kreude kunst der Schul, Spretzen wenn der Olken ruht, Gott bleib in Heil! Grunzen mit der Mincher! This song is a fake! Take its beard off!
Ah, you're right! Underneath, this song is clean shaven.
Clean shaven? What a perfect cue for 16-year-old Max Gallery of Dick McMahon.
Oh, I'm getting the brakes,
you
boy.
Never.
The masses before the opiate spell of Madge Geldray.
I tell you, the harmonica is a sinful instrument. Give me Kevin O'Connor, the King of Sing.
The King of Sing? You mean the Kong of Song, Jim.
No. He means the King Kong of Sing Song.
Oh, no, Jim. He means the King of Ling Long Song of the Hing Tong Long.
Gentlemen, prepare yourselves for part two. A coward's air raid shelter in London.
No wonder I can't go to parties anymore. Switch that air raid off, will you?
Pity that air raid was in the top 10.
Oh, so you like music, do you? Well, well. Do you happen to know Beethoven's fifth motor car?
How does it go?
Pow!
It's quite beautiful.
Much better than Schubert's horse and cart.
Yes. Didn't get much of a laugh, but never mind. Well, no. British High Command have decided to create a double for Monty's body.
And who will it be?
John Mills and Richard Attenborough.
Why them?
It's always John Mills and it.
Wait a minute, please. But supposing I say, that's supposing, man. Supposing Monty's dribble is killed and run over by an armored German tram. Tell me about that, man.
Then we create a Monty's treble.
And what if the treble is struck down by a plague of German knee zeppelins?
To solve the problem, we must ask the statistician royal exactly how many Monty's doubles we need. So, over to them.
I think this bed's had it, Mim.
You're right, Henry. It's going home.
Doesn't it live here anymore, then?
Not very good. Oh. Yes.
Was that you, Mim?
No. It was the bed striking one. Good night, Henry.
Good night, Min.
There's somebody laughing outside the bedroom door.
It's that lodger. We must get rid of him, Min.
Did you take your hormone pills?
Yes, Min.
Oh.
They give me the strength to go to sleep, Min.
Yes, I know. Come in.
Oh, my poor Simon is in a bun.
How dare you ride a naked horse into our bedchamber?
Hey, Winnie, this horse is a nudist.
I don't care. Get some clothes on him.
Never. I refuse to ride a clothes horse. Take it out, folks. You won't be long now.
The good ones may I.
Now, Mr. Crunch, have you got the statistics?
Very badly,
sir. Oh, let me see.
Oh. Don't look, Henry. Don't look.
Gad, so. Oh. We need 40,000 Monty's doubles, eh? We'll have to form regiments. We'll start with Ray Ellington, who always precedes the brandy. Good luck, lad. Good luck.
Every Monday, thinking over Sunday, that's the day when I'm with you. I cry all day Tuesday, I sigh all day Wednesday, my oh, how I long for you. And then comes Thursday, gee, it's long and never goes by. Friday makes me think that I'm gonna die. Payday, that's my fun day, I'm happy all day Sunday. That's the day that I'm with you. yeah, baby, I'm blue like every Monday. You're thinking, baby, over Sunday. That's the day, that's the day, that's the day you came my way. I cry, cry, all day Tuesday, sigh, sigh, all day Wednesday. My, oh, my, oh, my, oh, my, oh, you. And then comes Thursday, GS wrong and never goes by. Payday, I think I'm gonna die, no lie. Payday, that's my fun day, I'm happy all day Sunday. That's the day, 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 that's the day. That's my fun day, I'm happy all day Sunday. That's the day that I'm with you. Oh, Monday, Sunday, Monday, that's the day when I'm with you.
Very strange audience these days.
Top, part four. The Germans become suspicious.
Gentlemen, this is part four, and we have just become suspicious.
Yeah, I have just opened this 3-ounce tin of suspicion.
It tastes very suspicious.
Then our suspicions are well founded. Last night, General Montgomery was seen talking to a voluptuous woman in the Edgware Road. And at the same time, he was seen talking to an exotic woman in Cairo. A second later, we were seen talking to a ravishing blonde in Barcelona. Gentlemen, who were these men?
Who were those women?
Oh! Who do you think you're hitting?
You!
You're right the first time.
But they don't. They weren't hitting me, folks. They weren't hitting me.
This was the enigma. Who was Echo?
Who was Echo?
Yeah, now listen. It is obvious that the enemy are using doubles. To find the original, we must get the plans of an original General Fred Montgomery.
In love with an old drummer.
Yes, it's very good, but entirely out of place. Very good.
But now to assume my part as an MI5 officer in MI5.
Yes, Jim, secrecy is essential.
Essential!
We know that the Germans are sponting on the floor.
Two, one, and then two knocks. I wonder what it means.
It means I want to come in, you twin. Message for you. I will read it. From Mrs. Gladys Range, 45 Sebastopol Terrace Council. Sir, reference to room you had here during the Panama season. Well, we know what it is. We know who done it. But for heaven's sake, tell us where it is.
Right? Next joke, please. Now, what's in the teapot?
A man. He says he wants to see you.
Come on up.
Just a minute. I'm just paying off the taxi.
Hello, Nana. Now, sir, will you explain why you're hiding in a teapot?
I don't like coffee.
try the second version of that gag, eh?
Read better.
Now, sir, will you explain why you are hiding in the teapot?
I had a date with a teabag.
Two for the price of one, folks, and guaranteed free from governments.
Ned, let me explain this tangled pastiche. This cream-colored wreck is none other than General Stones, ah! Moriarty, leader of the Free French Women.
Any free samples?
Down, boy, down. We are secret agents working undercover because of Red.
Have you any means of identification?
Yes. I have two small warts on my belly.
I'm afraid I must ask to see them.
There's no need to. Here is a full-scale drawing of them.
Yes, these warts appear to be in order. Gunning.
In the camera. I get nothing cutting my past down. How could I stay at home? I don't want to come
here. Sir, gentlemen. I want to explain what we're trying to do.
When I come here at all.
Now, in the first.
You say, I'm going to have a lot of time this week.
As I was saying, gentlemen.
Mama's away groaning. I never hear nothing to say.
Have you got a grudge out with it, man?
I don't have. I got nothing to say. You get all the acting parts. I don't know why. I've seen that rotten show of yours at Upper Legend. You twit! Look, you torn the legs off my shirt.
Legs?
Well, my shirts are made from Mum's old drawers.
Shh, fool. On the BBC, the word drawers is verboten.
All right, then my shirts are made from Mum's old verboten. Oh, my crit.
Get out of my room.
And now, Nettie, have you got the plans of the original Montgomery?
I'm sorry, they're at the secret military laundry.
Oh. And have you any idea of his future movements?
Yes, we have. We have a marble statue of him. But you need written permission to see it.
There. There's a chit.
Wait. The ink is still wet.
Yes, it's been raining.
I see.
Yeah.
Please allow one Moriarty to see statue of Montgomery's future movements. Signed, General Heltis Baird. Whose general health is bad?
Mine is. It's been bad for years.
Gentlemen, I'm not satisfied with the standard of your jokes. They have a Teutonic ring. R-I-N-G pronounced.
Ah, Nettie. Remember our blue German blood.
As they spoke, I noticed that both the Birmingham Iron Crosses had been made in Germany.
Yes. Hands up, Nettie. Up, down, up, down, up, down, up. When we take prisoners, we like them fit. Moriarty, destroy that statue of Monty's future movements. The war is ours.
Don't be disheartened, listeners. That statue of Montgomery's movements was, in fact, only a statue of John Mills and Richard Attenborough's future movements. We British aren't stupid, you know.
Yes, sir, you're a lot of twits, that's what you are. Look at my verbotons, all gone. I can't go out with birds like this, can I?
That night, 1,000 guns of the 8th Army thundered out their challenge.
Bang!
All night, the battle raged. The Germans counterattack, singing rude songs.
There was an old lady reading. The fine.
Thank you. At Montgomery's Doubles HQ. His ever-ready staff slept at the alert.
That's done him a power of good. It's alive!
Open up this 4-ounce tin of Bloodlock.
Here's a tin opener. Open it yourself.
Thank you. Now, hurry. The battle started an hour ago.
Last, we shall miss the first part. I shall have to hurry.
To the mind of the Massey and Thursday.
Whoa.
It's a man galloping on a bicycle.
Whoa! Out of my mind, I'm on an urgent secret mission.
What?
I'm deserting. Wow! It's not me deserting, folks. It's Stuart of Milk and Mills of Nut and Butter.
Who then was Eccles?
Who am I?
By dawn, the Germans had been routed. Victory was ours, and the English army went mad with joy.
They say it's been in all the papers, you know.
We had awfully nice weather, Father.
Yes, another ferry, okay? Come on,
yes, long one. Stop this orgy, do you hear? I bring bad news and the payoff. That battle of Alamein we won was a fake. It was Alamein's double played by Eccles.
Oh, that's who that was.
And on that note, we end this week's show. I believe there's quite a good bus service from here, so good night. Among the sheep in this recorded goon show were Wally Stott and his orchestra, Max Geldray, the Railington Quartet, Harry Secombe, Peter Sellers, and Spike Milligan, who writes it. Those who were fleeced were Wally Greenslade, announcer, and producer John Browell, who often wishes he could...